Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for coming out to hear the Cupertino Symphonic Band. My name is Robert Miller. I will be your announcer today. And we'll get right with it here. We'll start off with the first piece, which is called The Pines of Rome. And personally, I find the background of some of this music is just as interesting as the music itself. That's probably because I can't play an instrument. The Pines of Rome. During the pre-dawn hours, a mist hung along the Appian Way, the most strategic, important road in the ancient Roman Republic. Lining the road are giant pine trees, which have been groomed to remove their lower branches, and which seem to soar miles into the sky. As the Roman legions return from their victory in the east, you hear the faint, muffled sound of their marching drums in the distance. The procession grows louder and stronger as the legions emerge from the mist, and you sense a pounding that drives your heart into a blissful frenzy. As dawn breaks, the splendor of the legion's armor shining in the brilliance of the newly risen sun, the ground shakes under the footsteps of 1,000 soldiers as ancient circular trumpets peal. The victorious warriors, led by the Republican consul, crest the hill and enter the capital. The Cupertino Symphonic Band now plays The Pines of Rome by Arturino Respighi. Thank you. that was our conductor of the Cupertino Symphonic Band, Jason McChristian, that led that. The next piece is called Four Scottish Dances. Born in October 21st, 1921, at Northampton, England, Malcolm Arnold was educated at the Royal College of Music in London. There he majored in composition with Gordon Jacob and devoted much time to conducting. Mr. Arnold wrote of the Four Scottish Dances. These dances were composed early in 1957 and are dedicated to the BBC Light Music Festival. Of this third dance, he wrote, "It is in the style of a Hebridean song and attempts to give an impression of the sea and mountain scenery on a calm summer's day in the Hebrides." I give you Jason McChristian and the Cupertino Symphonic Band. It's Four Scottish Dances. Notice we have some young people with us today in the audience, and so this next piece will certainly give you something to think about. This is called Symphony in B Flat Major, First Movement. A longtime CSB member, Gregory Wong, Gregory, please stand up and take a bow. Gregory composed the first draft of the symphony in B flat major while attending high school. As a freshman in his high school band, Greg's curiosity in music composition led him to read everything he could find on music theory. He borrowed or purchased books on basic theory, structure and form, harmony, counterpoint, and orchestration. Composing his symphony provided a canvas on which he could apply what he had learned. The symphony was completed during his senior year, and his high school band performed the final movement at its annual spring concert as well as the school's commencement. The first draft was extremely rough around the edges, and over the years, Greg has reworked the symphony into its present form. The symphony follows the classical style and consists of four movements that the band will perform over the course of this season. The band now performs the first movement of the symphony in B flat major by Gregory Wong.
Thank you.
Gregory, you certainly get a round of applause from me. I was mostly focused on trying to get my homework in on time. He's writing symphonies. Good job. This next piece is called An Icon Taken by Marvin Newman. I want you to remember that name, Marvin Newman. At times, an icon is suddenly taken from us, oftentimes by violence, like a Lincoln or a Gandhi. At that moment, the dreams and ideals for which the icon stood seem to be taken as well. The haunting tones and steady percussion in this composition evoke images of a grieving public viewing a funeral cortege. As the cortege approaches, the grief becomes overwhelming. Even as the procession passes, flashes of grief still linger. Marvin Newman is an accomplished composer and conductor in Southern California. Other band pieces he has written include Legends of Guam, Presage, and the Variations on a Gregorian Theme, in addition to music for orchestra, chamber, ensembles, and choirs. His choral music is published by Cantus Quirus Press. Mr. Newman is currently here, present in the audience. The conductor of the Crown City Symphony in Pasadena, he has traveled from Southern California specifically to hear the band play his composition. Mr. Newman, would you please stand and take a bow? As I said, the background of this music sometimes is just as interesting as the music itself. I now present to you Jason McChristian and the Cupertino Symphonic Band, An Icon Taken. That was certainly a very moving piece. Mr. Newman, I hope we did it justice. Thank you very much. Now we're going to lighten things up a little bit with one of my favorites, the Liberty Bell. John Philip Sousa, known as the Marching King, wrote the Liberty Bell in 1893. The Liberty Bell was written for Sousa's unfinished operetta, The Devil's Deputy, but financing for the show fell through. Shortly afterwards, Sousa and his band manager, George Hinton, attended the Columbian Exposition in Chicago. As they watched the spectacle, America, in which a backdrop depicting the Liberty Bell was lowered, Hinton suggested the Liberty Bell as the title of Sousa's recently completed march. Coincidentally, Sousa had previously received a letter from his wife, saying their son had marched in a parade in honor of the Liberty Bell. That was it. The Liberty Bell, Sousa agreed the Liberty Bell would be the name. He sold the Liberty Bell to the John Church Company for publication, and it was an immediate success. The CSB now plays the Liberty Bell March by John Philip Sousa. Thank you. So we will take a short intermission of about 10 minutes. Jason, I don't see Tubi over there. Is Tubi there? Okay, great. So I'd like to make a special announcement right now and let you know that this entire band is funded by donations. So if you appreciate us, and if you'd like to hear us again and keep on hearing us, we ask that you please generously donate to the Cupertino Symphonic Band. You can make your checks out to just CSB and deposit them in Tubi. Tubi is the tuba sitting over here. It's kind of hidden right now behind the curtain. But if you'd be kind enough to put your donations into Tubi, the band would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much. Also, there's some refreshments outside, and the proceeds of that also go to support the band. So enjoy yourselves, and let's get back together in about 10 or 12 minutes, and we'll continue with the second half. Thank you. We'd like to welcome everyone back for the second half of our program today. And before we start the second half, I'd like to make one correction. In your programs, one of the oboe players, we have it written as Elizabeth Anderson, and that is incorrect. It's Elizabeth Betancourt, and she did a solo in Icon Taken. We hope you enjoyed the intermission. We're going to start our second half with a piece called Vanden Sona Erica. Vanden Sona Erica. Think Lederhausen, beer. Sausages, beer. Sauerkraut, beer. Pretzels? German umpapa music.
Beer.
Right. Did I mention beer? Oktoberfest, the world's largest fun fair, is held annually in Munich, Germany. More than 6 million people from around the world attend the 16-day festival and consume about 1.8 million gallons of beer. Only beer conforming to the Bavarian purity law, however, and brewed within the Munich city limits can be designated Oktoberfest beer and is served at the festival. In the honor of Oktoberfest, the band now plays a medley of three songs entitled Vanden Sona Erica, arranged by Hans Kolditz. I give you Jason McChristian and the Cupertino Symphonic Band.
Thank you.
Our next selection is entitled October by Eric Whittaker. In addition to composition awards from ASCAP, ASCAP, the American Society of Composers and Publishers, the Bartlow International Composition Competition, the American Choral Directors Association, and the American Composers Forum, Mr. Whittaker won a Grammy in 2012 for Best Choral Recording. This versatile composer and conductor is also known for his virtual choir, his virtual choir projects in which he brings individual voices from around the world together online, mixing technology with composing. October is my favorite month, he wrote. Something about the crisp autumn air and the subtle change in light always makes me a little sentimental. And as I started to sketch, I felt the same quiet beauty in the writing. The simple pastoral melodies and subsequent harmonies are inspired by the great English romantics, Vaughan Williams, Elgar, as I felt that this style was also perfectly suited to capture the natural and pastoral soul. I give you October. Our next piece is called The Sage. The Sage is the 10th work of a chronicle for concert band composed by none other than our very own conductor, Jason McChristian. The entire chronicle, Strange Myths and Wondrous Images, contains a total of 13 movements which can be performed separately or in sections. Each movement, called an issue, represents an archetype, place, or an emotion commonly found in comic books. The music in The Sage signifies the appearance of a good and all-powerful entity who sets out to help the heroes in a battle against evil forces. The subtitle for this issue is as follows: A call for aid echoes across time and space. Knowing the stakes, the wise one prepares to take her place in the chaos. Ladies and gentlemen, The Sage by Jason McChristian. Our next piece is entitled Danse Bacchanale, Danse Bacchanale. Camille Saint-Saëns composed his only operatic success, Samson and Delilah, between 1867 and 1876. The Danse Bacchanale occurs during the opera's third and final act. The scene takes place in the temple of Dagon, where the Philistine priests celebrate their victory over the Hebrews with a wild and savage pagan dance. Later in the act, a defeated Samson enters led by a boy. Delilah taunts him by recounting the details of her devious plot to capture him. Samson asks the boy to lead him to the two main pillars of the temple. Samson prays to God to restore his strength. He then pulls down the pillars in the temple with them, crushing himself and his enemies. The CSB now performs Danse Bacchanale. Thank you. I don't think we had anybody nodding off on that one. Well, now we're going to wrap up with our grand finale, one of my all-time favorites, The Stars and Stripes Forever. Composed on Christmas Day, 1896, The Stars and Stripes Forever was an immediate success, and the Sousa Band played it at almost every concert until Sousa's death more than 25 years later. It became the official march of the United States of America in 1987 through an act of Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cupertino Symphonic Band, led by Jason McChristian, The Stars and Stripes Forever. Ladies and gentlemen, I certainly hope that we've been able to entertain you this evening. The band has worked very hard at it. And again, I'd like to mention the fact that this band depends on your donations. And we hope that you, if you have not already visited Tubi, that you will pass Tubi on the way out, right there behind the column there. Okay? And we certainly hope to see you at our next concert coming up on the 16th of November. A tribute to veterans. That's always a fun one. So we thank you for coming out, and we hope that you come out again on the 16th. Thank you very much. Enjoy your evening.